Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. The Soul of Business with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Soul of Business on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero for the workday afternoon. Joining me on the phone today are Dr. Benji Ng, Executive Director, Singapore Association of the Visually Handicapped, and Chong Kwek Bin, Head of Advocacy, Communication, Employment and Training. A veteran working in SAVH for more than 10 years. We find out their challenges during this pandemic and we find out what more can be done to help the visually handicapped community. Gentlemen, welcome both to the show.
Hi. Thank you, Jason.
Now we're going to start with Dr. Benji. First and foremost, perhaps it would be useful for you to give us an overview of the Singapore Association of the Visually Handicapped, its vision and its mission.
Sure. The Singapore Association of the Visually Handicapped, in short, SAVH, was formerly known as the Singapore Association for the Blind, SAB. Mm-hmm. It's the national social service agency for the blind or low vision in Singapore. We were founded in 1951. SAVH aims to help the visually impaired to acquire new skills and gain self-reliance to integrate into society. Now, we are affiliated to the National Council of Social Service, and we are also an approved institute of public character under the Ministry of Social and Family Development. Now, SAVH serves Singapore citizens and permanent residents of all age groups who must be certified as having low vision or partial sight or blind by an eye specialist or ophthalmologist. This includes people who are born blind, as well as those who have lost their vision through accidents or illnesses such as diabetics, glaucoma, tumor, eye infection, and other eye-related illnesses. Our core services are the Low Vision Clinic, the Assistive Devices Center, the Social Work Department, the orientation and mobility services, and skill training and job placement, the brand production and library services, daycare center, including music, sports, and wellness program, and the most exciting, our social enterprises that include the Dining in the Dark program, the mobile massage service, and a touch-up shop. So that's basically what we covered in our mission and vision.
All right. Now, before we go on with the interview, could you define what is a visually handicapped person? Is there a magic number, a degree beyond which you are considered medically visually handicapped?
So we welcome members of public or clients of members to come forward to our low vision clinic for this check by our eye specialist. Mm-hmm. Then they are able to determine or certify that the particular person is low vision, mm-hmm, or considered blind. So it's very hard to tell you exactly at what point in time we define you as low vision, okay, but best done by our professional eye specialist.
Right, okay.
Although, I guess having said that, we could loosely say that if, like, even with glasses, even with the best, what we call the best corrected vision, mm-hmm, your vision is still not normal, then that probably suggests that your vision impaired. But, yeah, to make it easier for everyone, basically, we have our ophthalmologists and optometrists to help certify that you really are visually impaired.
I'm just applying, you know, for example, American rules. Above a certain amount of degree correction, you are legally blind, therefore you're not allowed to drive, for example. There's a legal number that is applied in the US. I was just wondering whether Singapore had a legal number that was applied here as well.
Well, we do follow the World Health Organization standards, but yeah, we don't normally stress on the very strict criteria, because I think what's more important is the functional impact of the vision loss on the person experiencing the condition.
All right, now we go to Kwek Bin. What's the pandemic like? How has that impacted your work at SAVH? you are basically head of advocacy, communication, employment and training. I'm going to assume it threw up some challenges for you.
Oh, yes, definitely. But I suppose if we can speak more broadly, basically, for the whole of SAVH, our activities were obviously severely impacted.
Mm-hmm.
Just like everyone else, because of pandemic restrictions, most of our outings, we do our organized outings, activities, they were basically cancelled during the pandemic. At various phases, when there was some relaxation, we tried to restore the outings and activities to some extent. Then we had another round of tightening again, and yeah, everything had to be tightened up again. So we were things like outings, right? So those were cancelled. Sporting activities were cancelled. Activities which were done at SAVH, such as training, those were also cancelled. And at appropriate times when the measures were loosened, we had to severely scale back, so we couldn't operate at the full capacity, right, to comply with the safe management measures. Because, like as we already mentioned, we do training collaboration with external providers. We do job placement, so we had to work with external employers. So due to pandemic concerns, a lot of these opportunities were reduced, and there were challenges with bringing what we call our clients to the external venues, again, because of the restriction on numbers that could move around. Our musical training also had to scale back. We had this daycare center program, which was also severely scaled back. Usually we could have about 15 to 20 per session. When we were allowed to resume our daycare activities, we could only do it in groups of five. So of course we have heard all the good news today that mm-hmm. we are looking forward to. Yeah. So a lot of due to government guidelines, so there was at certain points non-essential activities. What were deemed non-essential activities were just fully stopped. So even things which actually could have been very important to the visually impaired, like IT training, other forms of skills training, they also had to be stopped for a time. And of course, the things which we are really big on, what we like to call our social enterprise, our massage services, our dining in the dark, and our touch art program. Massage and dining being high risk pro activities during the pandemic, these were like practically totally stopped. We did have that article which came out recently in the Straits Times about how basically our visually impaired, so we employed visually impaired to work in our massage and our dining in the dark, and they basically had to go practically with zero income for about 2 years, right? So yep, these are things which are really looking forward to resuming with the loosening of the pandemic measures.
Okay, so basically it wasn't just social interactions that were impacted, and you know, it was also really practical things like your clients were impacted financially from the pandemic.
Yes, definitely. Employment has always been a challenge for the visually impaired.
Sure.
So with the pandemic coming around, the few employment opportunities we had were even further severely curtailed due to the pandemic. So that really practically wiped out all the potential income for a lot of our visually impaired. The other big area where they were able to earn income are the buskers, the street performers.
Mm.
So that also practically went to zero during the pandemic. Yeah,
all
so
right.
It was quite a big impact on them. And we're not even talking about things like general moving around because of all the safe management, safe entry, all this impacted on the groups of travel of our visual impaired, because a lot of them need to be trained to take very specific and fixed routes, which were then disrupted because of all the safe entry diversions.
Right. Wow, I hadn't even thought of that. Dr. Yes. Benji, we bring you back into the conversation.
Sure.
This is probably something I should have asked you right from the beginning. How big is the visually handicapped population in Singapore?
Yeah, what we have here for our own records is that SAVH has about 4,307 registered clients. The actual numbers are likely to be much higher.
Mm-hmm.
And now, but general studies indicate that it's about 0.5 to 1% of any population may be visually impaired. So if you use this percentage as the projection based on the population of 5 million, this would suggest about at least 25,000 persons in Singapore would have some visual impairment. So, but there's yet any national statistic to be able to share. So I would say comfortably around 30,000 visually impaired person in Singapore now. But there are many issues that will affect this our visually impaired person. It's like they feel isolated, they have denial, they have sense of helplessness, and lack of the awareness where they can get help. As of now, SAV is the default center for help for them.
Sure.
And sometimes the lack of awareness to cope with life after vision loss. Some are already, some were originally sighted but lost the vision, and they have to cope this emotional kind of stuff and to learn how to move around with no vision or low vision, like get out of the house, go out traveling, wayfinding, and also this empathy from the public on the right way to offer assistance to them. So also the lack of awareness when employers on visually impaired person, how can they be productive at work? What kind of work they can still capable of doing? In fact, they can do a range of work jobs with adequate training. So we would say that the awareness and understanding of visually impaired person needs more public understanding and awareness. Yeah.
Okay. I can say this, though. I remember when I was in primary school, what would have then, I suppose, been the Society or Association for the Blind.
Yes, the original name, yeah.
Yes, because I'm old and I was in primary school a long time ago.
We can't tell.
Yeah, but, you know, I remember the association people coming to school and teaching us, spending a day with us and explaining to us what you guys do and how we can help. If we ever saw somebody who was blind, how you identify them, how can you help if you're going to help them cross the street, how do you give them your arm, etc. And I remember that. I never forgot those lessons for when I did encounter visually handicapped persons on the street.
This is very interesting that you have this kind of exposure while you're in school. And in fact, that we are going to mount this public education campaign in school to generate awareness among the young about the low vision or the blind people. So how they can assist or empathize with visually impaired person. So look out for our program. We'll roll out shortly how we engage school children to have greater empathy of visually impaired person. So this will be in the pipeline. I also want to stress that actually it needs all stakeholders to help to build a more inclusive society for the visually impaired and educate both the visually impaired and sighted people. How is it possible for them to do many things together despite the vision loss, and to help them make it easier to go about their lives and earn a decent living. And in some areas, we also hope that some will step forward to be trainer and employers of the visually impaired person.
All right, now let's help you out here. Tomorrow, March 25th, is Singapore Association of the Visually Handicapped Blind Community Day. You have many plans. You just highlighted one of them. You have many plans. You have a lot of initiatives to take shape. And to help you, you need to have a fundraising event. Tomorrow is one of them, I assume. Tell us everything that we need to know so that the public can make donations, can support you in some of these initiatives.
All right. We have created a Blind Community Day event, which will be tomorrow, 25th of March. Mm-hmm. It will be a Facebook Live event. Everyone is welcome. You don't need a Facebook account to be able to watch the program. You just need to go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/ILoveSAVH at 7 p.m. And the show starts then. Our guest of honor, we are very happy to have Mr. Eric Chua, Parliamentary Secretary for the Ministry of Social and Family Development and the Ministry of Culture, Community and Youth. And we also do have a special guest, our longtime patron and well-known social figure, Professor Tommy Koh, Ambassador at Large for Singapore. And the kind of items we have we're quite important to mention. We're really happy and grateful that we have Money FM as our sponsor channel, together with your sister radio station, UFM, as the Chinese sponsor radio station. And even furthermore, we're delighted that Money FM's Money Man, Ryan Huang, he will be our MC together with a very popular MC and Katai singer, Miss Li Pei Fen. Items on our program, firstly, we will have start off with the announcement of the results of our recent fundraising event, the Donation Draw 2022, then followed by performances by our talented visually impaired. So I was talking just now about our buskers, our visually impaired. So we do want to help remind everyone that we do have our buskers on the streets and they're really talented. So please do look forward to them. I'm sure a lot of the public will be quite familiar with the performance as well. We do have professional sighted performers as well. Thanks to them for the generosity in taking part. And we do also want to take the chance to acknowledge our big donors and supporters for our event during this program. What you can do, so once again, just to remind, we are on Facebook Live at 7 p.m. So facebook.com/ILoveSAVH. And we do have a website, savh.org.sg/blindcommunityday2022. Looking forward to everybody supporting us on that.
All right. Now, at 7 p.m. tomorrow on Facebook Live, if you are a fan of Ryan Huang, and how could you not be a fan of Money FM 89.3's Ryan Huang, please log on, please watch the show. Please donate to all of their endeavours, the Association of the Visually Handicapped. It's something I feel very strongly about because I actually am quite myopic myself. So to some extent, I can relate. Anytime I'm not wearing my glasses, I can just imagine what life would be like. Well, basically go through life in a blur vision.
I really appreciate that the public also in this mode where they're able to empathise with us like you are.
You know, I think you'll have a lot of empathy from Singaporeans. A lot of us are myopic. So we have some idea of what that feels like. Nothing like what your clients go through, but we have some idea. Now we go back to Dr. Benji. Before we run out of time, do you have a message for the members of the public, for the visually handicapped community amongst us?
Yeah, our visually handicapped really need your strong support to help them cope with their vision loss. And they're trying their best to get on with their lives like everyone else. So we hope everyone can lend a helping hand wherever they can, but help to be mindful of their wishes and treat them as we treat everyone else so that they can lead a very dignified life. So tune in to our show, Blind Community Day 2020, 25th March, 7 p.m. We wait for your support.
And we will remind our listeners, in case, you know, you forgot, we will remind you between today and 7 p.m. tomorrow that this event is taking place. Our very own Ryan Huang is going to be the MC, joined by our sister station UFM's Li Peng, who's fabulous. She's fabulous. Come on. We've been speaking with Dr. Benji Ng, Executive Director, Singapore Association of the Visually Handicapped, and Chong Kwek Bin, Head of Advocacy, Communications and Employment and Training. Thank you, gentlemen, for the time and for the information. And I wish you a fantastically successful event tomorrow.
Thank you very much. Just, if you don't mind, we just quickly interject. Please do visit our Facebook page to look for the different ways in which you can donate to support us. Thank you very much. Thanks, Clarissa.
No problem. I was going to say that. But you know what? Good that you did. I'll just remind them. There are different ways for you to make donations, but it starts with you being on their Facebook page, which is I Love SAVH.
Facebook.com/ILoveSAVH.
All right. Thank you so much for that. I'm Clarissa Montero for the Workday Afternoon. You're with Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.